This is KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. I'm Randall White. A hearing is set for Thursday and Friday for the public to finally sound off on the Phillips 66 rail spur proposal. That project would increase the number of trains carrying crude oil along the Union Pacific rail line by as many as 250 per year or 20,000 tank cars. The oil company sent a letter to the San Luis Obispo County Planning Commission this week highlighting an alternative plan previously outlined in the environmental impact report. It would reduce the number of weekly trains from 5 to 3 and, according to the letter, would reduce impacts from the project to, quote, less than significant, closed quote. The company says that move would preempt the project under federal rules, giving the county no authority to block the trains. Lawrence Schinderman is with the Mesa Refinery Watch Group, an organization working against the rail proposal. He says the Planning Commission can deny the company's ability to build the infrastructure to take in the additional trains, and if they do that, it would likely set off a long legal battle.
The Planning Commission could say no, and then it could be appealed to the Board of Supervisors. And then further on, if they don't win again, they can then be appealed to the Coastal Commission. And I think then again, it may actually end up possibly in the Supreme Court.
We reached out to Phillips 66 for comment on the reduced rail deliveries alternative, as it's called, and received the same general quote we've been given for months. The oil company says they're looking forward to addressing questions raised in the EIR during the upcoming public hearing. Randall White, KCBX News.